Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ed Harrington's here, too. Ed's become a great member of our brain trust over the last couple of years. CEO of Ideas to Go, co-author of Outsmart Your Instincts. And he's joined us today, and we're going to talk about doing some ideation, some planning, some getting your best ideas all the way out to the last mile. He's our good friend. Ed, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's good to be back.
It's good to have you back. So, Ed, in my long career, one of the things that's been the most interesting to observe to me is, and I've consulted with Fortune 100 companies on things like this. I've consulted with Fortune 29 million companies, you know, who had 15 employees, and
yes.
And the one thing that both of those CEOs had in common, and I mean this with all my heart, this is not the least bit hyperbole, folks. The one thing that those two had in common was the degree of difficulty in getting their ideas, their vision for where the company needs to go, subscribed to and functioning all the way out at the last mile of their company, whether they had 5,000 delivery people across the country or whether they had two delivery people across the county. Both of those CEOs had the same last mile problem. What do you think, Ed?
Well, I think, you know, similar to you, except, I mean, it's my job is we do this primarily for Fortune 100 companies, and I see the very same thing. And, you know, it's great to have a vision, okay? Everybody should have a vision. But a vision doesn't translate all the time into execution and delivery. I was listening to you a little bit this morning, and you were saying, hey, you can come up with the idea, but the truck drivers are the ones who got to deliver.
That's right. Put it in the customer's hands.
Correct. And so two sides about that. One is I would tell you, having a vision and a great idea is one thing, but putting it into the marketplace, it's great to measure twice and cut once, so mm-hmm. to speak. You know, give it a little bit of scrutiny. And what I see in, you know, there's raw ideation. That is, I have an area that I want to do an idea in. You know, I realize that we're not serving a certain target audience, you know, teenagers or mm-hmm. retired people, whatever it happens to be. And then you have a specific idea. So if you're in the first and it's really a broad, you know, arena, what I see is people don't plan. You know, it's astounding to me how much people just think, well, we're going to sit around and shoot the breeze mm-hmm. and come up with some great idea and move forward. So the two ends of the whole thing. And then when it comes ready to execute, that's the other place where people fail. So at the beginning and the end. And one of the things that you're talking about there when you have the CEO, and I'm the CEO of our company, and boy, do I make screw-ups, to say the least. And, you know, there's a couple of things. What we recognize in people is that we all have these unconscious, subconscious biases mm-hmm. that prevent us from stretching out.
And give us an example of what that would look like.
So an example is conformity bias. Mm-hmm. So conformity bias means I'm going to go along with the status. I'm going to go along with what other people think, right? So I'm not going to get out of my own arena or their arena. I'm not willing mm-hmm. to kind of challenge them. Another one that I think works especially well here is important is called availability bias.
Oh, yeah.
So I've only got certain things to call on. And you tend to say what you've always thought. So you're not going to stretch. That's the main thing is we want you to stretch out of your comfort zone mm-hmm. and look for ideas in new arenas. So, you know, one of the questions I sent in earlier was, and you can answer this one, Jim, If you're coming up with new ideas, what's better? What's more important, quantity of ideas or quality of ideas?
Mm-hmm. Well, obviously the quality, because for a small business, you only got so much time. You can't run down 100 leads. In my opinion, that's what, that would be the way I would look at it. You need more than one idea so you can choose. It's always good to be able to make a choice. But at some point in time, I used to have a friend who had a lot of great ideas. The problem was he told you all of them. Every single one of them, and we didn't know which one to choose. There was so many. There was no screening. There's no filtering, and his ideas were. He had many ideas, and some of them were amazing. We just didn't know which ones those were.
Well, I have to tip my hat to you because that was a trick question, and you came up with the right answer. so early in the and again, this is raw idea generation. Quantity is what counts. And the reason why quantity counts is because of what you brought up. In the end, you want to pick the best idea. So up front, it's quantity. At the end, it's quality.
Mm-hmm.
And the reasons you want quantity in the beginning is there's a lot of things that get in the way of quantity. And often it's things like analysis, quite frankly. So if you have too many up front criteria for what you want to do, every idea gets examined. And you can't do that. If you examine every idea, like your buddy's ideas, if you mm-hmm. went through and did an analysis on each one, you'd spend the week, the year, the month, whatever, trying to filter through all
those
ideas.
And consequently, this guy, everybody knew he was a genius, but he didn't actually ever accomplish much in his life. I mean, in other words, he really had a hard time executing.
Yeah, I happen to work with a gentleman who is a genius. I've never met anybody smarter. The problem is he's too darn smart.
Yeah.
And he doesn't always execute. And he gets tired of it because his mind is so crazy, he just keeps coming up with more ideas.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, up front, you want those people. Give me 1,000 ideas.
Yeah.
And you want to bring – so this is one where I say, and I might have said it earlier, apologize, but bring those truck drivers into the darn
meeting. That's right. Diversity when you're planning, folks. James Surowiecki said it, the wisdom of crowds. He's done the research. He did the research on this,
right,
folks. The wisdom of crowds works. Quick break, right back with Ed Harrington. I'm Jim Blasingame. The book is called Outsmart Your Instincts. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.